Nicodemus.
Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? Jesus replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus answered, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey and brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise.
Thank you very much, Philippe. Phil, are you ready? If you can bring us.
I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. Like the sound of a symphony to my ears. Like holy water on my skin. Yes, holy water on my skin. It's like holy water.
Very good, sir. Yeah, it was good fun of the difference.
Along to it.
Reading from Luke's Gospel about the Good Samaritan, and I just want to say or ask, what is the meaning of the Good Samaritan? And for so many of us, we've heard this story since we were knee high to a grasshopper in Sunday school, and I'm sure some of the people on here have heard myself, Jane, or Joe read the story as well. So it's important to sometimes re-look at some of these stories. So the meaning of a good Samaritan is someone who is prepared to help a stranger. And it derives from this parable. And it was interesting when I was looking at it to actually know that there are many hospitals and charitable organisations that are named after the good Samaritan. So it's sort of evident out there that, you know, people are looking for a good Samaritan. However, Jesus asked, use the parable as an example of loving those who may not be our friends or neighbours. He asked to confirm what he meant by this word, neighbour. And that's when he told the parable to explain that people should love everyone, including their enemies. When Jesus asked the question, which of these 3 out of the priest, the Levite or the Samaritan acted as a neighbour to the robbed man? The response was, the one who showed him mercy. As Jesus often does, he turns the question to who is my neighbour? And the term Good Samaritan in today's world refers to a person or persons who help others in a random act of kindness. I just want to share something because if you know me, you know I'm very passionate about Merstham. It's apart from my 5 years of living on Homeful Estate, as it is now. Elaine, make a note of that. I lived on an estate. I was born in Homeful Avenue before it was an industrial estate, as was my sister, wherever she is on there. She's up in the corner. Our little sister didn't make it there. She was born in Brook Road. However, I'm very passionate about Merstham. My parents were Merstham people. My grandfather on my mum's side was a Merstham man. He worked in the chalk mines. And if you don't know where the chalk mines are, I'll tell you one day. And my dad's father and family came from Merstham. So we go back quite a long generation. But something that's happened in COVID, in this time of COVID, which is it's 10 long months that we've been enduring lockdowns. Hi, Malaika. Bless her. Bless her. She's so, we miss seeing her in the face. There's a group that's been set up in Merstham called Helping the Ham. And I know some people on this site belong to there. But you know, there are now, it's only been going 10 months. There are 1,900 people associated with that group. Imagine what would happen if all those people associated with that group became church members in a church in Merstham. Wow. We'd have to build more churches, Bessemer. The group was set up to help those in need, those who had little, and people were sharing so much. No longer, you know, people had things that they didn't want because lockdown gave people time to reevaluate their sheds and gardens and items in their house, and it was given. Joe Blesser gave away loads of plants in the summer, and it was so nice. And people came and they just took, it wasn't expected to give anything. I picked up some books the other day and I thought, wow, I'm going to pick up these books. They're about $9.99 each if I was to buy them new. There was four of them. So I took the lady a box of Maltesers and she said, oh, no, I don't want anything for them. I said, no, this is just a nice gift back. You know, you've read the books. They were for Jack, actually, so I've given them to somebody else. But, you know, these guys in this group, it's not just about being part of the group. They've been active. They've gone out tending war graves in Merstham. Now, if you don't know where the cemetery is in Merstham, it's at the top of the village on the London Road on the way to Christian's house. And they've cleaned these war graves up. Not only in Merstham, they went to Reigate, to St Mary's Church. They've been to Nutfield. They've been to Red Hill. And when asked why they've done that, it's because they said, somebody gave their lives for us so that we can be here today. They litter pick. You see the plastic bags, the purple bags. I know we've been doing litter picking for a number of years, but they've got into litter picking and it's so nice. Anne from Zippies, she's modified her trolley to take it out so she doesn't have to lift the bags. And it's just such a wonderful example to see this group working. An example of, well, it's not my responsibility, but I want to be part of Merstham. I want to be part of, you know, making a difference. And they don't expect a reward. However, that's not where I was going with this story about the Good Samaritan. The term Good Samaritan in today's world refers to a person who helps others in a random act of kindness. Within the story, it's compelling as the Jews and Samaritans are historical enemies. I know, Bessemer, you know about enemies. Jews didn't talk to Samaritans. However, Jesus wanted the people to know, help someone in need. The Samaritan could have just walked on past, as did the other two people. However, he decided to do something different. He decided to help. He decided that he would pay and take this man to a hotel, as we call it today, and get him looked after. Sadly, in today's world, if that was to happen in some of our cities, people would be out with these going click, 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 click. And before that man had even reached a hospital, it would be all over social media. Very few would get involved for fear of what might happen to them. We'd feel sorry for them, but not enough to get involved. Would you help someone if you knew they'd never return the help? And if you can say honestly in your heart, yes, then well done. Or would you expect a reward for helping somebody? Many years ago, our youngest sister, Gina, she found a wallet. And I can't remember, it was somewhere in Merstham. My husband's whispering in my ear. It might have been in a phone box. Anyway, she found this wallet, which was filled with money. It was over £1,000 in this wallet. Now, anybody finding that may have thought, whoa, you know, all my dreams have come true. I found this wallet. However, in this wallet was something that identified the person. And she knew this person because Gina at the time was a hairdresser. And she used to do the person's wallet's hair. And she said, I knew the money in this wallet was the wages for his guys that worked for him. So she did the right thing. She gave it back. And she was given a little reward. Not that she did it for a reward, but she gave it because others would have suffered had she not done it. She didn't expect a reward, but she got a reward. And that was probably helpful. We help our friends because we assume that they'll help us when we're in need. Does that create in us where we all only help our kind, just the people that go to church or the people from NBC? No, it doesn't, because I know you guys, you're very helpful to strangers. You are very committed to doing God's work here in Merstham. There's not much incentive to help strangers if we can't get anything from them. Phil will tell you of a story where he and Judith, who was our pianist at the time, were locked in the church, not the church building that we've got now, but the original church building. And they were actually held quite hostage, weren't you, Phil? Just nod. And it was a guy who I think was what they call AWOL from the army. And he was trying to get back, but he had no money. And I think it was a phone call that took them to the church. But, you know, even though they were held there for a while, they did get this guy back to where he needed to be with some money that was given to get him back to where he needed to be. We've had a similar event where a couple have come in and they needed to get to somewhere and they had no money. And again, the church dug deep in their pockets and gave them the money. What's so evident about this? The Samaritan knew that the wounded man may never help him in return, but he did it nonetheless. What can we do? We can do by little acts of kindness. We see someone that's in need. There was a quote in this Helping the Hand. Somebody was at the front of the shop in the co-op and realised they didn't have their purse to pay. And the person that was waiting behind paid for it and said, no, it's fine. I don't want you to give it back. It's just a little act of kindness. But in those acts of kindness, we can actually pass that help on to somebody else. If someone was to do you a good deed, they don't want a reward for it. Oh, I can pass that on to somebody else. It's just making a difference in the lives of the people that live around us and close. Rather than what can we do for them, we should be thinking about what can we do for someone. That in itself is being a good Samaritan. I just want to read you something. I'll have to put my phone on. I'm very sorry because I don't like phones going off, but I saved this on my phone. Understanding compassion. I heard my mum asking our neighbour for some salt. We had salt at home. So I asked her, why are you asking them for salt? She told me, they don't have much money and they sometimes ask us for things. So I asked for something small that wouldn't burden them. I want them to feel as if we needed them too. That way it will be much easier for them to ask for anything they need. That is my short interpretation of the Good Samaritan. I want to share with you as well, I had sent out a WhatsApp message, and I do apologize if you're not on WhatsApp and you didn't get it. As you know, Brian spoke last week of his son Simon, and he's going through some trouble with his barbershop. And somebody within the church fellowship, you don't need to know who, said, could we ask if we can send some money if people wanted to pledge? Last night, I was able to send over to Simon £1,280. So bless you. Wherever you're sitting this morning, whether you're looking at me or not, because it's not a good sight, is that's a wonderful thing to do, to give to someone that we don't even know. We've never seen him. So it's just being aware. Rather than looking in, look out. We can all do our bit to our neighbours, not necessarily next door to us, but in the place that we work, in the places that we walk. Just be that difference. In a moment, I'm gonna give you some family news, and then Elaine is going to pray for us. I'm sorry, apart from Phil singing, it's all ladies today. So let me just rest there for a moment. Let's contemplate who our neighbours are and the goodness that we can do for them, especially in these difficult times. And if we're not stepping up to the mark and you feel that, then or just for someone to pray for you, because we've got some very powerful prayer warriors. She's been locked in her room, one of those, for quite a long time. Let's remember that there are people out there who are like the victims. They need a good Samaritan to walk alongside them. Father, we're just asking that you would open our eyes and hearts to our community, to our workplaces, where we can be that good Samaritan. And we thank you, Lord, that you teach us so much from just a short story of how goodness can make such a difference. Bless us with open hearts and open ears and open eyes, Lord, I pray. Amen.